Welcome back to the Fastest 5 Minutes presented by Kroll and Mooring. We hope you all enjoyed the holidays and are ready to get back to the normal bi-weekly podcast routine. This week it feels like everyone is taking a collective deep breath, waiting for expected executive order action to begin with the inauguration next week. But there is still news to report, and we are delighted to bring it to you in this format. As always, we are your co-hosts, David Robbins and Peter Ayer, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. On December 23rd, President Obama signed the NDAA for fiscal year 2017, which authorized nearly $619 billion in federal spending, including $67 billion in the Overseas Contingency Operations Account. Shortly after the new year, the FAR Council opened cases and invited early engagement on a number of items to implement the NDAA, and among them are evaluation factors for multiple award contracts, special emergency procurement authority following international disasters, and emergency or disasters under the Stafford Act, or cyber attacks. Task order protest threshold increases from $10 million to $25 million. Cost or pricing data exceptions when adequate competition exists, whistleblower protection requirements, a defense pilot program to acquire innovative commercial items and efforts to streamline awards for innovative technology projects, a repeal of major automated information systems provisions, requirements to use firm fixed price contracts for foreign military sales, preferences for fixed price contracts and policy against the use of LPTA in certain situations, changes to treatments of incurred independent research and development costs, increases to service contract reporting requirements, and ending this mouthful of an update, addressing certain rights in technical data and validation of proprietary data restrictions.
Thanks, David. It's good to be back. Happy New Year. Turning to other news, the Office of Management and Budget issued a new policy to help agencies prepare for and respond to breach of personally identifiable information. The memo directs agencies to include contract terms necessary for the government to respond to a breach of PII when a contractor collects or maintains federal information on an agency's behalf. Estonia was added as a qualifying country under the DFARS. Generally, this designation allows DoD to procure supplies manufactured in Estonia under contracts subject to the BAA and to count Estonia components as domestic in performing the component test calculations. The Small Business Administration issued a final rule implementing Section 1614 of the NDAA of 2014. The final rule provides that where a prime contractor has an individual subcontracting plan for a specific contract, the prime contractor will receive credit towards those goals for awards made to small businesses at any tier, to the extent reported on the subcontractor plans of that lower tier. In recent weeks, the press has covered a number of Department of Labor enforcement actions, including suits for additional information from contractors and efforts to debar others. We note that the Department of Labor debarment rules are different from the FAR or the non-procurement common rule that many government contractors are used to, and in some ways more punitive in nature as opposed to forward-looking in nature. Companies may wish to bring government contracts counsel into this arena that may have traditionally been for labor and employment counsel only. That's it for this edition. We'll see you in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, David can be reached at 202-624-2627, and Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807. Thanks very much, everyone.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. Subscribe on iTunes or visit kroll.com/govconpodcast for more information.